Now, the rest of the story. You could hear the haunting voices of the Black Tide as it rushed toward New Orleans' Congress Square, and leading the enchanted, chanting mob was a tall mulatto woman with exquisite features, her head held high. Policemen seeking to block her entrance to the square gazed into her eyes and then meekly backed away. There in the center of the square, the woman would withdraw a snake from a box, and with that snake she would begin to dance. And only after she had finished dancing could her followers begin. Now the rest of the story. A century and a half ago, the widow Paris was among the most beautiful women in New Orleans. She was born there in 1794, married there to a carpenter named Jacques Paris in 1819. It was only after Jacques died that this attractive young widow became famous throughout the city. A tireless, dedicated nurse during various epidemics, an angel of mercy who comforted and fed and prayed for inmates at the parish prison. And yet she was even more renowned as something else. The one and only, unrivaled, unquestioned queen of voodoo. The Widow Paris, or the Widow Paris, was a statuesque woman with curling black hair, was said to be of white and black and Indian extraction. Voodoo was thriving in New Orleans before the Widow Paris ascended her throne. But the cult was not yet well organized. There were a number of queens competing for supremacy. So the widow swept aside her competition through a number of means. First, her extraordinary beauty and personal charm. Those were powerful assets. She was also a media manipulator, a skilled businesswoman who, unlike other voodoo queens, made magic pay. The widow incorporated Roman Catholic rituals in her voodoo as well. That mitigated the cult's evil reputation among the unindoctrinated. But the main reason, the big reason that the widow rose so swiftly and surely to the pinnacle of her mystical art, the number one secret of her success as the queen of the voodoos, was her amazing knowledge. The Widow Paris knew things about the people of New Orleans which it seemed that no person could possibly know. Under the regime of the Widow Paris, voodoo became a glamorous topic of mainstream conversation as never before. Thrill-seeking whites were permitted to observe voodoo rites for an admission fee, and the legend grew, and the widow died, but the legend lives on. As recently as a few years ago, a popular song described her as a hideous witch with flashing eyes and gnashing fangs, a voodoo lady with a black cap, tooth and stringy hair, and a bent bony body. Well, that song did not tell the truth, although it did recall the name by which the beautiful Widow Paris is better remembered, Marie Laveau. And one thing more. What fascinated the white people of New Orleans most about Marie Laveau, and what gave her power over them, was her uncanny awareness of the most intimate details of their lives. She knew everything about everybody. Marie Laveau knew those secrets because of confessions made to her throughout years of a previous profession, because of gossip from the society women who had been her clients. When the Widow Paris, the young Marie Laveau, the woman who would one day rule a city from a voodoo throne, when she was New Orleans' most prominent hairdresser? And now you know the rest of the story.